This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Brains, I love them, I need them. My tummy jumps for joy when I eat them. Tuba and Ezra here on the Evening Edition, and if you heard correctly, that's right. We're talking about brains, and if you've ever thought about backing up your hard drive, and that's something that we can sort of do quite naturally nowadays, just everything's backed up to the cloud. This story that we're talking about is about backing up our brains, and it actually will come at a very particular price. It involves one's death.
Well, the ultimate price, yes. Really. At the moment, though, it is 100%. Fatal. They've actually trialed this process mm-hmm. on rabbits, of course, because mm-hmm. you know rabbits are the pioneers for everything.
Yes.
Essentially, it's it's this novel process that's called aldehyde stabilized cryopreservation. Right.
You said that before I did. Yeah.
It's called vitrifixed.
Sure.
That's what your brain happens to your brain. Vitrifixed, right? And essentially, it turns it into glass.
Oh.
Right. So, I don't know if you've seen, there's a new television series based on a series of novels called Altered Carbon.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Netflix. It's a series of novels by Richard Morgan. And essentially, the premise of this novel as well is something like that. It in the sense that there is a future where your brain, your consciousness, all of your memories can be uploaded into the cloud. You can essentially live forever. And then you can be transplanted into bodies or skins or sleeves. Right? I don't think that's very far off, Ezra. I mean, right now, yeah, the process is 100% fatal. But once they've perfected this process, you could possibly live forever if the sum total of who you are, if there is no such thing as a soul, if the sum total of who you are is, in fact, whatever's contained in your brain. Now, does this excite you?
Well, it does very much. And I think the potential or the ramifications is something that we're going to be talking about shortly after this with Matt Armitage. Stay tuned to the Evening Edition on BFM 89.9.
Best Future Marketeers, BFM 89.9.
It's Uma and Ezra on the Evening Edition. We're talking about a story about one's brains and how, you know, after one's death, it can possibly be uploaded into the cloud, and you can, in fact, survey all of the neural connections within the brain to such a detailed degree that it will be able to reconstruct a person's memories even after they have died. You know, this is something that's almost out of, like, a show from Black Mirror or something like that.
Well, there was actually an episode of Black Mirror in season 3, which kind of did this, where if a murder has been committed, someone will come to your house and can look into your mind. And even if you can't actively remember something, it can reconstruct the sequence of a murder. And it can work with animals, can work with babies, can work with everything. So imagine this. Oh, I'm so excited at this possibility. Not the death part, because right now,
that's not fun.
If they preserve your brain, if they vitrifix your brain, mm-hmm. you die.
Well, we're going to head to the phone lines now, where Culture Pop's Matt Armitage has been patiently holding. Matt, thanks for being with us on the Evening Edition. Tell us what you feel about this story.
Well, it's just bonkers, isn't it? I mean, the whole thing is just completely nuts. The idea of taking a technology and killing somebody in order to preserve certain parts of their body, it's a little bit back to front. I can understand, for example, how some people might want to cheat death, but this whole system just doesn't seem to work very well to me. I mean, the guys behind the company think that euthanasia laws in some US states would make this service legal. But for the majority of places in the world, when you actively get involved in the process of killing someone, which is what we're talking about here, we're talking about putting a fluid into your brain that replaces the blood and kills you. You can't archive the brain after death. It has to be done before death. So the process is actually what kills you. So according to the law, in most places, that company would be committing murder or manslaughter, because you can't give somebody permission to kill you. I can't say, hey, I'm perfectly fine with you shooting me in the face. You are still going to have committed a crime. So this occurs to me to be a little bit weird. The only way around it I can think is, you know, they've done successful tests with rabbits and pigs. The only thing you could do is get yourself legally classified as a rabbit. I don't know.
Perfect. Sounds great. I mean, I like that, though. So Nectum, the company that's doing it, isn't promising that they'll revive your brain in the future. What they're offering is that they'll be able to preserve your brain so well that if someone in the future wanted to retrieve your brain, they could. It's like something out of Futurama. Can we even safely assume that someone in the future would be interested enough to want to revive a brain from the past?
Well, the point is not so much that somebody else would be interested in reviving your brain. It would be that you have an interest in having your brain revived because you don't want to die. This is part of a very huge industry that is largely targeted at the super wealthy because these kind of technologies are very, very expensive. But it's part of this kind of cryogenics industry where very wealthy people can pay to have their bodies preserved in things like liquid nitrogen, not because that company has any idea of how to revive it in the future, but just on the off chance that somebody will have the technology to revive them later on. So they're quite happy to give these companies millions of dollars to preserve their bodies for hopefully hundreds or even thousands of years until somebody is capable of reviving them and bringing them back to life. So the interest is not so much on somebody else wanting to bring you back to life. The interest is in that person cheating death.
I can imagine that there might be a variety of very confusing legal matters to consider with regards to this. What happens to one's assets if you die and then you get revived?
Well, that's where we have a lot of very real issues, because if a person isn't dead or hasn't been classified as dead, then their assets can't be passed on to other people. They will still be in control of their estate. There are a lot of legal issues and ramifications that would have to be resolved if this kind of technology became commonplace. As it is, the people who are interested in this kind of technology, they are classed as being legally dead. What would happen to any of their assets if they were brought back to life? I'm really not sure. They would probably have to hold all of those kind of all of that money, all of that wealth in some kind of trust that would revert to them upon being brought back to life. But it is a very strange topic to discuss because, you know, you could be brought back to life, as I said, in a thousand years' time, in, you know, after subsequent millennia. What would humanity have become in that time? How would you fit into that society? What would you have to offer that society? I genuinely don't understand this idea of trying to cheat death and to keep yourself alive forever. Part of the beauty of being a human being is knowing that your existence is finite. If you go on forever, there's a kind of loss of hope to that, in a sense.
Well, Amant, that was a very poetic way to end that discussion. Thank you very much for joining us on the program. That was Culture Pop's Matt Armitage. There are a lot of legal ramifications to consider, but just the idea that we're exploring this technology is fascinating, because the only way to make this work is that if you sign up to this notion while you're alive, and knowing that as you go through this process, you might die, but your brain is then backed up in the clouds.
Well, so if they can revive it, just say the technology gets to that point where, okay, maybe it still killed you, but they can revive it and transplant it into something else. Is that such a bad thing? I don't know. I mean, like, why are we so tied to these bodies? I mean,
why are we tied to these bodies?
But don't you think it's
coming up soon?
The idea that your brain transcends your physical form, right? That who you are is these neurons. And what if they can transplant you into my smartphone? What if I can have Ezra with me at all times, like Al had Ziggy in Quantum Leap, in the smartphone, and it's still you?
Well,
right?
I would like to think it's a lesser version. We've got some music right now by Sia. It's Hostage right here on BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.